This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, let's get to these confessions. And it's a confession, but it's also, I want to take a little impromptu poll, if you will. Because I always feel a little guilty bringing up the major championships of golf. Because for many years, a lot of the guys that I'm working with are like, eh. Now, Vandermeer and I would talk golf occasionally because we're both, you know, golf freaks. I am not the only one, right, that just gets so into the majors and golf. By the way, the PGA Championship is happening right now. Leaderboard update, which means I'm gonna go right into what I'm talking about. Steven Yeager and Ryan Gerard are tied. One of the things that I thought was going to happen was the big fellas, as in Scottie Scheffler and Rory, were going to take over, but they're both struggling right now. Okay, so I'm still going to love golf no matter what. I pick my spots, you know, usually just the major championships or a big golf story.
Yeah.
I cannot, 713-572-4610 or on Twitch or on YouTube, I cannot be the only one that likes these golf major championship updates.
So I like half of them. It's not, so I know there's four majors, right?
Yeah.
The PGA is not, so
the weaker one.
I get into the Masters,
yeah,
and then I get into the Open, but only because it's such a bleep show.
The U.S. Open, because they look normal.
Right. U.S. Open, because it normalizes everybody, mm-hmm, kind of brings everybody down a peg, mm-hmm, and I find that part fascinating because these golfers are unreal to me. Like, yeah. I don't have no kind of golf game, and honestly, when I'm like, how are y'all good at this? This is so difficult, so hard, and then just look at them just dropping it on the green like that. And they look human, mm-hmm, in the British Open. So those are the two that I actually get into more so than the PGA. But I mean, it's a time. I think for the PGA, mm-hmm, it's really the timing of the year for me.
Yeah,
we're still like in heavy NBA playoff time.
Yeah,
I think, you know, the Masters is kind of perfectly positioned in the summer to where you can really fixate on it. So that's probably the reason.
My thing is, and I figure, I know you're not a golf guy. You're on the record.
Yeah.
You know, Reggie kind of, sort of.
Yeah, I sit this one out, man.
But here's the thing. It's not generational. Like, my sons, who are in their 30s and your age, actually specifically your age, Figgy, my oldest son, like, they put together this pool that I do for every major that I'm looking at right now. I mean, and so they're into it. It can't be just...
I think more younger people are more into golf than it was when I was younger.
Yeah.
Because when I was younger, like, the only thing we would talk about is Tiger Woods.
Yeah. That.
Now I feel like I see a lot of young kids even just going out there to play.
But I think that has a lot to do with the Tiger Woods influence.
Sure.
Right? Like,
sure,
obviously his imprint on the game, mm-hmm, cannot be overstated, and certainly should not be understated. So, like, that's I think a big part of it. But I think, speaking to your sons though, Lopez, I think a part of it is they're your sons,
and they're also generated. I mean, they do their own thing,
but they've grown up. So, like, I think it's got a lot to do with the environment.
They also play.
There you go.
You know, we also play.
But see, I grew up with somebody that never played golf. Right. So you know why I didn't, not into golf?
Yeah.
Because my pops wasn't into golf like that.
We didn't play. We didn't have courses.
I ain't know anybody that played.
Yeah.
I ain't grow up around somebody that played, I just wasn't into it.
Yeah. Now, I did get into it over time, right? Mm-hmm. Even though I didn't play, and I think this is kind of going on a little bit on a tangent, but I covered high school golf in my early journalism days, right? So I kind of started to understand the game better a little bit more so. But yeah, no, I mean, I think that's perfectly fine. You are not the only one, Lopez. Yeah, maybe the only one out of the three of us.
Hit us up.
Yeah, let us know.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, so last night was the first time I've hung out with everybody here at the station, away from the station, right? Like, I've been here long enough. Everybody else has been here long enough. We've all hung out. We've done trips together, all that kind of stuff. I didn't realize until last night that I'd never really hung out, at least, and if I have, I just don't remember it.
Yeah.
But I hadn't been, like, on an outing with both Reggie and Tyler. Hung out with both of them plenty separately.
Separately,
yeah. Right? And with crowds, but just not the two of them together.
Like them two and you.
Them two, me, and then of course Ron was there too.
Yeah.
But so, you know, it's just the four of us. Mm-hmm. Had never done that before. I'm going to say that this is the confession. It was a little awkward.
Really?
It was a little awkward.
How so?
And neither one of these guys are awkward. Both of these guys are really fun to be around, but they are different. Like, both Tyler and Reggie are both fun guys, both fun-loving guys, and like to be around crowds or within crowds, right? But, like, Tyler is kind of like a misfit. Like, he
is. Tyler, that's a good way to put it.
Tyler will misbehave, and Ron will too a little bit.
Yeah.
But Tyler will misbehave, and Reggie couldn't be more well-behaved and more polite and decent of a person that you'll ever find. And he's still a fun guy, but he's buttoned up.
Yeah.
He's polite.
Yeah.
He's nice. He's even sensitive, but not like a little bitch or anything. He's like sensitive in a polite way, right?
Yeah.
Like, and so these things kind of collided a little bit.
I could see where that would be awkward.
There were a couple of things.
Yeah.
The first thing I mentioned was the wave. All right. And Tyler and I are on the same side of history on, like, not liking the wave per se.
Yeah.
But I wasn't going to do, like, nothing demonstrative when they started doing the wave. But after, I'm trying to think, it was after Pena's double to give them the lead. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're late in the game here, but they got the lead down.
Yeah.
They start doing the wave. Almost cussed here. Tyler loses his bleep. Okay, at the crowd. I'm talking about against.
Like, what are you doing?
Against people right in front of us. Right, stop it. Like, kind of scolding them. Right.
Oh man.
And I did like a hand gesture. Like when they waved up, I waved them down. Right, and that was my protest. But Tyler actually yelled at these people.
Oh man.
And boy, you should have seen the look on Reggie's face. Like Reggie was like, "Hey, with these people, I don't know what's going on." And I don't know if he really felt that way. But Tyler sensed it because he's like, man, I think I just embarrassed.
So what did Reggie do?
Reggie just kind of looked away.
You can kind of see it in his face.
But Tyler goes, I think I just embarrassed Reggie. Like, hey, you might have, man. You just yelled. And he didn't just yell once. He yelled, stop it. There's a game going on.
Reggie like covered his face.
He did a couple of loud outbursts against these strangers who were just really just waving.
I could totally see that.
There was also something that we all agreed on, and Tyler was trying to give Reggie a fist bump, but Reggie had already kind of turned his head and never came back around for the fist bump. So I'm in between them. I give Tyler the fist bump instead, and we're over there talking about how Reggie left him hanging. He never noticed. He never noticed it. If he's listening now, I don't know if he is because he's going out of town. But if he hears this segment, it'll be the first time that he realizes that he left Tyler.
I missed the fist bump.
Oh, he would have felt bad.
He would have felt bad.
Yeah. Hopefully, please don't nobody bring this up to him.
My man never knew.
He's
I'm
be
sure
hurt.
The text board will not bring this up to him.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to hog this. There was one more.
Go ahead.
Tyler, of course, has got to take a photo, right?
Y'all know.
So he takes the photo and asks, you know, shows it to us, you know, get our opinion on it or whatever. And I always do, yeah, cool, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm never that guy. But Reggie.
Oh, Lord.
And this is him just being
a retake?
No, he didn't ask for a retake.
Okay.
But he's an honest person, right? And so he gives his honest opinion. He's like, yeah, you know, sometimes I do wonder about, you know, us in lighting.
That's exactly how he would say it, too.
It was three black people and one white person in the photo, and we all look like damn silhouettes. And Reggie kind of pointed it out, you know? And so Tyler, to his credit, was very distraught about this. He's like, oh, my God, we'll take another one. You know what I mean? Like, he felt really, really, really bad about it. But shout out to Reggie for being the one of us three black people to actually say something
that
about the lighting being poor.
All right, so yesterday, me and my wife and my brother-in-law, who's in town, her brother.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned
He came to town yesterday, and we went to the Nike outlet in Pasadena. So that Nike,
I didn't know there was one.
It's a Nike clearance outlet out there. And this is my confession. I need to stay away from that place because I had a bag full of stuff, man.
Yeah.
That stuff will grab you so quick. I don't know what type of store y'all go into where y'all kind of lose y'all bleep, where y'all just be like, ooh, I want this.
Yeah.
That I realized the Nike clearance outlet in Pasadena is that for me, man.
Yeah.
I was in there. I had about four pair of shoes in my hand.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, and all of these shoes are very low priced. Man, I had a pair of Devin Bookers. I didn't even know he had shoes.
Yeah.
I had a pair of Devin Bookers for like, I think it was about 50, 60 bucks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ooh, I think I'm going to get these. Man, I was at the line. I was like right before you walk around that line.
Yeah.
I had so many stuff. I'm like, man, I can't get all of this stuff. I actually spent a nice little price for it. I got some nice cool stuff in there.
Yeah, but you gotta that's like gambling. Gambling.
Yes, man. I was in there. I'm just like everything. It seemed like everything in there was cheap.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Because I've been in there before. And I'm just like, yeah, I don't see nothing. But this time, I'm like, man, these jogging pants, only $20.
It was calling you. Calling your name.
I seen some jogging shorts on a mannequin. I'm like, ooh, I wonder if they had one of these. And the employee was sitting right there. I'm like, that's the last pair right there. I'm like, oh, is it? And so I start walking in line. I'm like, you know what? Like, if they under $20,
you're in.
Then, I get it. Or I say, if it's over $20, then I ain't getting it.
Yeah.
And my wife checked the price. She's like, $19.99.
Oh,
I'm like, man. I end up getting the shorts. But,
And you live out that way now, though, right?
Yeah,
like
I live
you're
close.
In Galena Park, Pasadena not far.
Yeah, it's not that far.
Yeah.
But I'm like, man, maybe I could come out here. Maybe every time I get paid to just stock up a little bit.
That's like me at the Columbia outlet up in
290.
Mm.
Got to go
once a year
at the most.
I was in there, man, to the point the people walking around like, you need a bag?
Here's another bag.
I'm like, yeah, you know what? Let me go on and get the bag. I'm tired of holding all this stuff, man. Yeah. So I end up getting like two pair of shoes, all
right,
jogging pants, jogging shorts, a couple things, man. This hat. I was sitting here wilding out, man.
This was me at so Conroe's got a Nike outlet. They don't have nothing in there no more.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like 10 years ago, I was a similar way. But fortunately, I ain't have a whole bunch of money to really spend like that. Like the prices were cheap. But I was that broke. I couldn't even afford the discounted stuff. But I could imagine, man, if I was around that now, oh, my God.
Man,
burning a hole in my wallet.
I got a nice pair of shoes for like $35, man. Dude, some Nikes.
I might
like,
have to drop by there.
Dog, you should, man. Yeah. We could take a field trip out there.
And I have heard about this Pasadena, the one that he's talking about.
Nike clearance outlet.
They always got something. From what I hear.
Yeah, no, it's legit. They had some Giannis shoes for a good price. I'm like,
hey, those might come in handy in Houston.
Hey, yeah. Speaking of the Nike outlet.
Yeah.
On the other end of this, we got buy or sell.
Buy or sell, baby.
Uh-oh. We got Astros, Rockets, NFL, all of that. That's next one in the loop.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.